And joining us now, the Southern Tenant Folk Union. All of them.
Hi, Johnny.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Jed and Pat here. Minnie's in the band.
Seven at the last count.
Right. How much do you charge for a gig? I hope you don't charge per man or per woman. You know?
Per person.
We're reasonably expensive, I suppose. it's top quality stuff, though.
How much have you got, Johnny? We can do a deal here.
Just, you know what it's like with bands? You know, well, there's only three of us, great, so we're going to make a few quid, but when you go to there's seven or eight of us, you're dividing the money out. So, listen, is this the fourth album?
It's the fourth album that we're sort of touring at the moment, and we're working on the fifth, so we're hard workers.
Yeah. A lot of bands will release one album, and then they'll sell enough copies to justify the expense of a second or whatever. So have you seen your success going up in steps and stairs, like, since the first one?
In terms of a bigger media profile, more national newspaper reviews and national radio play, and in terms of the fact we're not in debt anymore,
it's a big plus.
That helps. I mean, as you said, with like dividing up the money seven ways, there isn't really much money in doing an independent folk band like this, but it's it's great music, and we're making our name, slowly but surely.
Well, presumably that's the kind of music that's close to your hearts, all of you, because you're not going to become a millionaire playing what's, I suppose, it isn't part of the mainstream.
Not even a hundredaire.
We had a good one. I think it was 2 years ago. We did an Irish tour, 10 dates, just like this one, and we came home with £7.50 each from a 10-date tour, and we realised when we got home that we wouldn't have been able to buy a ticket for one of our own gigs with the money.
Well, you came home with something.
But the one after that was actually better, quite a lot better, wasn't it?
Yeah, financially.
Do you find that with touring, that your first visit to a city or a town is basically a lost leader? You're gonna get them the next time, because word of mouth will spread. It's a great show.
There's an element of that, yeah. I mean, the reality is a lot more confused in a way. Different venues, different times of year. It isn't so simple. But we've been back to Belfast quite a bunch of times. We played the Rotterdam Bar our first time, the Black Box.
What a great venue! Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And we played with the Open House Festival, that fantastic festival, in 2008. And last time we were at the Black Box, and I can't remember where else we've been. Oh, we were in Lisbon. Playing down there, I forget the name of the place.
The Island Arts Centre.
The Island Arts Centre, that's it, yeah, when we were here in November.
Do you tend to do festivals and things?
Well, it kind of goes back to the expense, really. It's just because we're based in Edinburgh, and a lot of festivals aren't that close to Edinburgh in the UK, so it's expensive just to get us there. We'll do the festival, maybe for 700 or 800 quid, maybe a bit more, but the costs of getting us to the festival are about the same.
Yeah, so and that's the petrol.
Yeah, and a lot of festivals, I think, are having a hard time financially. So a lot of them can't pay those kind of fees,
Yeah, I suppose you really. I mean, I've had to listen to some of the album stuff over the last couple of years, but I suppose you really come into your own on stage. It must be a hoot live, is it?
It's great fun because we actually only use one mic in the centre. We do have a small mic on a double bass as well, but essentially we're all clamouring around a single mic, and it's very visual. And lots of kind of knocking into each other and jostling for position.
It reminds me of, I remember seeing the Levellers about 20 years ago. Is it and reminiscent of that kind of mayhem?
I saw them at Glastonbury probably about 20 years ago. It was 1993, I think.
Yeah.
They had a big light show, I remember.
Yeah.
The Levellers had a light show?
Yeah, right? It's like the Levellers, but with less light show, and the audience are generally cleaner.
Sorry, Levellers fans. Yeah, no. I remember going to see the Levellers a couple of times. At one stage, I think half the audience had a dog on a string.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
I'm a Levellers fan, and I'm not very clean. I'm talking about myself here. But
I went to
a Levellers gig where a guy stood in the middle of the dance floor and he span around, and he was actually going to the loo. Spinning around on the dance floor.
Quality. Right, you're going to play a song for us.
We are, and this is actually a poem by your own William Butler Yeats.
Oh, very good.
And it's a famous one called "An Irish Airman Foresees His Death," and we've put it to music.
Good stuff. Well, Jed, get you up your microphone. Take your position. Now, folks, if it doesn't sound great, it's my fault. Getting me excuses in early. I've tried to been footering around my microphones and all here. Right, go ahead, folks.
One, two. Thank you.
I know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. My country is Kiltartan Cross. My countrymen, Kiltartan's poor. No likely end could bring them loss or leave them happier than before. I know that I should meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. No law nor duty made me fight, no public men nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight drove to this tumult in the clouds. I know that I should be mine somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. I gathered all, brought all to mind. The years to come seem wasted breath. A wasted breath, the years behind, all balanced in this life, this end. I know that I should meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. Those that I fight, I do not hate.
Terrific, absolutely terrific. That's brilliant. Thank you for coming in, folks. Is there a gig we can look out for, Pat? Jed, you playing it anywhere locally?
We're playing tonight at the courtyard in Newton Abbey.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's in Ballyearl, yeah.
Ballyearl, that's right. And it's, I think, 8 p.m. we're on stage, and there's still a few tickets left for that one, so come down. And then we're in... we're out of town. We're in Port Stewart next Tuesday. Oh, tomorrow night we're in Rafferland. Down in Rafferland. It's kind of near... Newry.
Rathfreyland.
Rathfreyland, yeah.
Is it the Rathfreyland?
It's the Bronte...
The Bronte Centre. Yes. Yeah. A great gig.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. I've had a lot of friends that played it, so I'm looking forward to
good stuff. So you're busy enough then?
We're over for 10 dates, so this is the first date. So we're raring to go with our... You know, we've got a lot of good sort of fast up-tempo music, some nice atmospheric tunes and some tall tales to tell.
Tall tales, good stuff. Well, listen, that was brilliant of you to come in today. Thanks a lot. That was terrific. Thanks. Good luck, folks.